This is Ask Pastor John. Settle in for a few minutes here as John Piper wrestles with questions of life and death, theology and practical wisdom, joy and suffering. The Bible teaches us that without God's intervention, the Word of God is foolishness to us, and we cannot understand it. John, tell us how we need to approach the Bible as we read it.
Well, you know, I'm torn as to just which approach to take in answering that. I want to say right off the bat we should approach the Bible with reverence. And yet I'm aware that there are people listening probably for whom they don't even know enough about the Bible to know whether it should be reverenced or not. They've never even read it. And so I think I would want to say, because of the history of the Bible, with 2,000 years of power being exerted in the lives of people for good, I would say for those people, come to the Bible with a sense of expectation and openness that here they might find something vastly more wise and more penetrating and more world-shaping than any of the contemporary ideas they're presently dealing with. And after they come, I think they will discover here is the very Word of God, and therefore it should be approached with a sense of reverence and a sense of need and a sense of expectation that God has given us this Word in order to meet our needs and to convict us of sin and bring us to the point of forgiveness and then give us hope. And so I hope that people will come first with an openness to the fact that it is the Word of God. Secondly, reverence when they discover that it's so. And thirdly, with a sense of conviction that we are sinners in the view of this Word, and then that it meets us with forgiveness because of Christ at the center of this book, and then hope that we can press on in life and that this book will give us all the guidance we need. It says in 2 Timothy 3 that it's inspired and makes the man of God sufficient and competent for every good work. So there's nothing God expects of us that He does not provide in this Word for us to understand how to do and have the motivation to do. So there's high-level expectation that I think people ought to have when they come.
John, it's easy to assume as we listen to you teach each day that God's Word must be a completely open book to you, or at least a whole lot easier for you to understand than it is for us. Would that be accurate?
I suppose it's partly accurate and partly inaccurate. The accurate part is when you've lived with a book for 50 years and it's been your main job to understand it and explain it, you've got a head start. That's not rocket science to understand that a man who spends his life meditating on the book in order to explain it to other people is probably going to see connections that others don't see. And I think it's seeing connections that make the Bible live. On the other hand, just because you've had a lifetime of exposure to the Bible doesn't make you necessarily a better seer of what's there. And I illustrated a while back while we were talking that there are scholars who look at this Bible probably more than I do, and I think see less than lay people do of real truth because they're not born again. And so I want to say the inaccurate part would be that I don't have to have a leg up on seeing the glorious truth of this Bible. In fact, there might be people who don't know any Greek, don't know any Hebrew, haven't spent a lifetime studying this book, who will see things in text I have not seen because the Holy Spirit has simply attuned them. I'll give you an example. In Psalm 119, it talks about suffering as being one of the instruments that God uses. It was good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Well, now that learning is something that comes through suffering. Therefore, a person who's walked through deep waters that I haven't walked through will probably see things I don't see and experience them in depths that I don't experience. So, I don't want to elevate scholarship or languages or even length of exposure to the Bible as the only or even the main way by which we see glorious things in this book. God prepares people for seeing things in His Word in His own way, And there are people who will see things I've never seen.
God Intoxicated and Bible Saturated. You will find an ever-growing source of materials from John Piper aiming to embody those phrases at desiringgod.org. Come browse our online resource library, and perhaps you'll learn to enjoy God as you never have before. www.desiringgod.org or call 888-346-4700.